Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Brady Bradford of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. He is the Environmental Health Director. And as always, Brady, I do appreciate you taking out the time to come on down here. Always fun to talk with you.
Thanks for having us again, Jordan.
Definitely. Now, school is just about to begin, and you and I had an interesting conversation off the cuff and said we would talk about lead in the drinking water. First off, I want you to explain, what is lead, and how does this affect the drinking water?
So, lead is a toxic metal. It's found in a number of natural sources. It's found in the soil. It's found in and around homes, and for a number of years, it was found in paint, and we've, as a community, done a number of things to reduce lead in and around our homes and our areas because lead can affect the development of particularly young children. So we want to do our best to not ingest that, even though lead is generally present everywhere around us, and we most people will have a small amount of lead in their system.
As far as relating this to school, I mean, how concerned should parents be about lead in the drinking water for their children?
So this came up. A lot of people remember what happened in Flint, Michigan, and their water was so corrosive that it was corroding the pipes in and around the community, and it was extracting lead from those pipes. Resulted in a lot of concern for those parents. In Utah, we have procedures in place to ensure that our water is not corrosive. However, we wanted to be aware of the fact that schools may have plumbing in them that has solder with lead in it, or the pipes themselves have lead in it. So, and because we want to be very aware of the fact that lead affects young children, we're working with our school districts to get their water tested to ensure that it's below any level that would cause concern for parents and communities. We know that typically our kids are not drinking a whole lot of water at the school, but really any level of lead in the water, we want to do our best to avoid that.
So basically, here in the state of Utah, lead gets into the water due to the flow through the lead pipes. I mean, that's how it's going to get in there.
Yeah. It's not in the water itself. If it ends up in your water, it's because it's pulling it out of some part of the plumbing system.
Now, what are some of the health effects that you should be aware of as far as being exposed to lead? Now, obviously, there are other ways besides drinking water. I mean, we've talked about the soil and stuff like that. Of course, the paint that you mentioned. But what are some of the health effects that come with the lead?
Well, typically, we focus on the health effects in, again, young children. It will affect their brain and their kidneys. If they're really young and have high levels of lead, it can reduce their functionality, reduced IQ, attention span, maybe potentially lead to learning disabilities and some of those behavioral problems that you'd see kind of a lack of focus, a lack of attention, those types of things, potentially impaired growth.
So this is obviously the question. I mean, we've talked about a lot of somewhat scary things.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as a parent goes, or anyone, you know, who does drink a lot of water, how concerned should they be about this?
Again, our water systems do a very good job of controlling and monitoring themselves to make sure that they're not corrosive, that there's no lead present as it enters their home.
Okay.
If you live in an older, and for most people, if they have old toys or old paint in their home, that may be a source of lead contamination. And there are some simple lead test kits that you can buy at online or local stores to check to see if you have lead in your paint. But for the most part, we have no indication that we have a pervasive lead problem in our drinking water.
Again, we're being joined right now by Brady Bradford, Environmental Health Director with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. How can one reduce the amount of lead in their drinking water at home? What are some of the precautions that you would recommend?
I would look at your plumbing. Think about how old your house is and maybe have a plumber come in to evaluate how old that is, if there's solder that has lead in it. If you have really old faucets, lead can come through there. But on a day-to-day basis, if you've been gone and the water's been sitting for a while, let that flush with cold water, and any lead that had potentially built up will run out, and the water you drink will be fine. If you've been gone on vacation, again, use cold water, flush that out for a little bit of time, and you'll be fine. Hot water tends to leach lead out a little bit, so sometimes people are concerned about that in the shower, but usually we're not. Drinking a lot of the water that while we're showering, right? So, so cold water and a little bit of a flush time, and that should drive away any lead that may have built up while you were gone.
What are some of the other aspects that you definitely want to make sure we talk about as far as, you know, lead in the drinking water or lead in water, period?
Well, I want to reiterate that right now, we have no indication that there is a problem, but we want to be on top of it. We want to be proactive and make sure that individuals are aware that they can take action in their own home, again, for those simple daily steps to flush your system if you've been gone, that our schools are being very proactive. We have a plan with them in place to test all of our schools in the counties that we serve, and they're on board with that. And we are doing our best to look out for public health. And if you have concerns, you can go to your physician and get a blood lead test for your children.
This is, again, something good to talk about. You mentioned Flint, Michigan. I know that was a few years back. Anytime you have something like that happen, it seems like it's a big topic for a couple of months, and then it just kind of vanishes. So I definitely do appreciate you, Brady, taking out the time to come in and give us some information on this particular topic once again, because I'm sure a lot of people have forgotten about that. I think it happened back in 2014, right?
Yeah, it was a little while ago, and we haven't forgot about it in public health, and we feel like we're taking good measures to address address and find any potential issues. Again, we have no reason to worry at this point, but it's worth the investigation.
So. Again, Brady, thank you for taking out the time to come on down here today. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I look forward to getting more updates from the health department as well in the coming weeks, so thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.